3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I will be reading the post from the subreddit, Am I the Asshole, right now. So it is called, Am I the Asshole for Asking My Friend to Sign a Contract Before She Can Move Into My House? So let me start the reading right now. My friend, who is 26 years old, her name is Tina, has a really toxic relationship with her parents. Her parents are no good, but I have a hard time trusting Tina also. A few years ago, she took a huge amount of money from their joint inheritance and just spent it. She also has the habit of asking people for money and free stuff. A few days ago, she got into a huge fight with her parents and they kicked her out. She now has nowhere to go. We are really close friends. She really helped me when I was juggling full-time work and college. I recently bought a house. It's a big four-bedroom house with a garden yard. To be fair, I don't spend a lot of time in that house. My parents live nearby, so I mostly stay there. I only go to the house 2 or 3 days a week. So I offer Tina to move into the house rent-free. She only has to pay for her own food and clean up after herself. After she moved in, I arranged a dinner for my friends and family in the house. One of my friends, Greg, asked me about Tina and I told him about the situation. Greg is a lawyer. He told me to have Tina sign a contract saying she's just a guest living there and she can't make changes to the house or take anything that she didn't buy from the house when she moves out. She also can't live there for more than a year. Greg said he had seen a few people who do this, like move into someone's house and refuse to move out. So I told him that I'll ask her if she's comfortable with signing the contract. So I asked her. She screamed at me crying that how can I even think of that? She's no moocher. She said she should be able to make changes to the house because she's living there and that I should be more helpful as she'll be taking care of the house. She said I shouldn't have any problems with her having boys over because I don't even live there, but I do go there. I was getting angry at that point, so I just dropped it. Few hours later, I started getting calls and messages from her side of friends saying how horrible I was for not helping her. I tried to reason that I was helping and it's just a small thing. They didn't listen and called me names and told me that I was a bitter asshole. So am I the asshole? No, you're not the asshole. Let me make it clear. Overall, first and foremost, I want to say congratulations to you for buying a house and it's your right to decide what goes on in your house. You already set the rules, so no one can create the rules. I was pissed off as soon as you were providing details about your friend and it's not good. Your friend is bad news. I was forming conclusions about your friend, which will be your so-called former friend because she's not your friend. Overall, you need to cut out negative people in your life and your friend is a negative person. I also agree that you should stop treating her with kid gloves. You should stop being nice to your friend when you offered her a place to sleep. It's time for you to be selfish once people cross the line with you and disrespect the boundaries. If you can't create the boundaries for her because she does not want to listen, then you need to create the boundaries for yourself. If she does not want to sign a contract, then it's best not to allow her in the house. She's ignoring the importance of signing a contract in order to live with someone else. She can stay with her friends, the same friends that attacked you and gaslighted you for not being a good friend. They should have allowed your friend to stay with them so you don't have to tolerate her shit. It's not something that you have to endure at all. They can endure it because they are used to the way your friend behaves. I can actually see it happening, and I wouldn't feel bad for them if your friend or former friend made their life a living hell. I'm sure that they will allow this toxicity in their home. They are the ones that are enabling her behavior, so I don't respect that. Your friend does not have real friends that call her out on her shit, so that is why they attach you. Overall, they have your friend in the house. If allowing your friend in the house and enabling her toxic behavior helps them sleep better at night, then they can have her in their house. They can't blame you when your friend lives at their house. It will no longer be your problem. It should not be your concern that your friend is toxic to her parents. She is defined to be an untrustworthy person at all. You mentioned that she would take people's money, and that is a problem to me. I feel that your friend is not a trustworthy person for several reasons. I noticed that she's not willing to sacrifice for anyone. You sacrificed for her, but she didn't do for you. That says a lot about her as a friend. You know what I mean. The thing is that your friend would expect people to pay things for her, but she does not pay for them at all. That's a huge problem. She doesn't know how to reciprocate for a friend and does not know how to be there for people. You have been there for your friend. No matter how many times you have done things for her, it's not good enough. You're putting in all the effort, and it's toxic and unhealthy. I can tell that she's a user. You need to kick her out of your house right away. She's a squatter. I know that you want the best for Tina, but I feel that there's no such thing as hoping for the best when people are taking advantage of you and using you. That says a lot about your friend. I would not be surprised if she took extreme measures against you other than using you and taking advantage of you. The idea of using people's money is very greedy to me. If she stays longer, then you're going to be stressed out and it'll affect your home situation in the future. Once you kick your friend out of your house, all ties need to be cut for good. No more allowing her back in your life. If it comes to the point she comes back and trespasses, then you call the police and file a restraining order, let alone a permanent restraining order. You better take her ass to court because she's not going to stop taking advantage of you and using your home as a rehab home. Your friend must be batshit crazy, so I would take the right measures to distance yourself from her. Protect yourself. She's a thief because she has stolen from people before. When she claims things that do not belong to her and she recognized that it was someone else's belongings, that is stealing and theft. I would not allow a thief in my house. Make sure you add security cameras in case she sets up a home invasion or she works with a bunch of people to rob your home. I don't know if you have money laying around in your house or valuables in your home. You need a safe so nothing gets stolen. Hopefully you have home insurance because she is a danger enough to destroy the home. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't be grateful that Tina was there because she has not been there enough to support you while you are a homeowner. She hasn't helped you with one thing once you purchased a home. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.